after me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat, left home.
Well, after me cat left home one night, Mum was learning how to dance the tango. I was feeling pretty lonely, but Dad could muster only a belch after eating a mango. Mum said, "Geez, I reckon I must have married a pig." Dad said, "Oink, bloody oink," to that. It was September 29th, 1969, and I sure did miss my cat.
After me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat, left home.
Dad said, "I'm gonna throw something at you if you don't pipe down." Mum said, "Oh, go on, have a go." Well, Dad just picked up one of those midget opera houses, you know, the ones that strip down all that phony snow. Mum said, "Don't throw that opera house at me, you swine. Why don't you have some civic pride?" Dad said, "When you're a pig, you just don't give a frig." And the shot went a bit too wide. Brother Bill came in just then, he'd been to the dogs. Mum said the opera house had sprung a crack. Dad said I never liked the stupid thing anyway. And I told Bill about the cat. And Bill said, "Well, I don't know about cats, but if it was a dog, I'd phone up the damn dog pound." It was January 1970. And life was getting me down.
After me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat, left home.
"You'll serve your apprenticeship through," said Dad. "You've only got 4 years to go. You know, I'm giving you the chances that I never had." Well, that only made me feel more low. And my girlfriend Cheryl came round just then. You know, she'd been for a set and a perm. I said, "Geez, you look like a sausage, Cheryl." I said it just to watch her squirm. And she squirmed and I squirmed and we both sort of squirmed together and we kept on squirming on. I felt something furry and fat. I thought it might be the cat. She said, "Don't squirm on the perm, you nong." I said, "Have you seen the cat?" She said, "I don't know about that. I didn't even know that you had one." It was either December 1970 or January 71.
After me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat left home.
Mum said, "Do you want some hot bonnock, Cheryl? There's some camp pie here. Now come on, dear, do you want to try it?" "Oh, no thanks, Mrs. P," said Cheryl just then. "I'm sort of on a sort of a diet." Well, Mum said, "That's half the trouble with your modern girls today. You know, you just don't get enough." After Cheryl left, Bill said, "Geez, what a thing to say, Mum. Cheryl's up to duff." "Was it you, you bugger?" said Dad, real mad. "You'll marry her if it's your damn brat." Well, not knowing if it was or wasn't, I said, "Has anyone seen the cat?" "Don't you worry about that stupid cat," said Mum. "Now you got a family." January 23rd, all night, 1973.
After me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat left home.
One night I came home and I opened the door and the baby started to screech and squeal. I was looking around just in case I found something somewhat resembling some sort of evening meal. "There's cold pizza in the oven," Cheryl called out just then. "I'm watching Kamal on the box." "Oh, he just minds it all anyway," said Dad in the corner. "Look, there's cat crap on me socks." "Oh, I saw that cat not 10 minutes ago, said Bill. It was down by the laundromat. Well, let's go and bring the bugger home, says I. After all, he is our cat. So I went to the stove, just to be prepared, because if that cat should still be alive, I thought I'd stick my head in the oven next to his and the pizza, sometime in 75. And I'd stick it.
After me cat, after me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat, after me cat, after me cat left home. After me cat, I felt so all alone. After me cat left home.